Officer, how come I feel nervous when you walking up? Me and my homies can't walk the block without you stopping us. Plus I can see the hate in your eyes when you talk to us. That you's here to protect and serve, not just to lock us up. You approach with your hand on your gun, you be prepared to bust. Understand we only scared of y'all cause y'all scared of us. Is it racist? Is it hatred? Is it just discrimination? Or the image that's depicted in this picture of our nation? We've been waiting to see changes, all we see is you lying. What you think, we post a prank? Just lay down and be quiet. Should've known one day our silence was gone, turn into violence. Cause we getting sick of marching, now it's turning into riots. We sick of our brothers dying, we sick of our mothers crying. We sick of feeling threatened every time we hear your sirens. So we feel it's perfect timing for us to form an alliance. See how you did, Eric Garner and Mike Brown. Now we riding, dear America.
I don't in any way encourage black people to go out and initiate acts of aggression, but I do believe that the black man in the United States and any human being anywhere is well within his right to do whatever is necessary, by any means necessary, to protect his life and property, especially in a country where the federal government itself has proven that it is either unable or unwilling to protect the lives and property of those human beings.
Dear America, how come it feel like you don't cherish us? It's obvious these lobbyists and politics don't care enough. So much that's fucked up, don't know where to begin. Seem like the whole Constitution need rewritten again. And it really ain't a secret, the government's keeping secrets.
Why fold us with the same flag that we pledge of allegiance?
We won't let this society tell us what we gotta be. Even blind eyes can see the systems telling lies to me. It's deceiving. I'm just thinking about the kids you misleading. These city schools ain't teaching what they need to be teaching. Fuck a Christopher Columbus, that's word to the Indians. How can you discover a place just people living in? They stole this whole land, and that was Thanksgiving then. Then went and stole us, now we gotta live with it. The words of the boys, they just play on reset. A system can't fail someone it wasn't made to protect, I guess.
Dear America, hey, dear America, dear America, this is an open letter, I hope you're hearing us. Dear America, hey, dear America, this is an open letter, I hope you're hearing us.
It should be a class on drugs. It should be a class on sex education, a real sex education class. It should be a class on police brutality. It should be a class on apartheid. It should be a class on why people are hungry, but they're not. Their class is on
gym. You're all my people. We know that this land don't treat us equal, so we gotta keep an eye on these kids and what we teach them. We need them, we gotta lead them in this world full of evil. Justice system trying to feed them, not killing niggas is legal. If I go and kill a cop, the death penalty waiting. But if a cop kill me, he get a paid vacation. These jails and penitentiaries are billion-dollar industries. We've been falling for the same trap now for centuries.
This is the land of the free.
Please, man, say that shit. The cops killed the man on camera and got away with it. Now we raging in, we fighting. We ain't taking this, we caving in your business and holiday celebrations. Then let's form our own government, overthrow who's running it. Let's end the struggling, all the poverty and suffering. They're controlling what we see, what we hear and discuss. So either we can change the world or let the world change us. What's up?
They're America.